All right, so let's go. V'chachamim amr v'ad chatzos, chachamim keman sevira lehu. So the Gemara sums up the assumption that chatzos isn't really a time, right? So you could either hold that tzuf hashmur rishono, which we established again, that's a machokas between Rebbe and Reb Nosson. We paskin like Reb Nosson. I explained yesterday, halacha ki Rebbe mechaveirov velo mechaveirov. So the halacha is at tzuf hashmur rishono, until the fourth hour of the night. So, Iki Rabbi Elazar, Svira Lehu Leimru Ki Rabbi Elazar. Why don't you just come out and say it? Right, that's the liminal question, the whole first parak of Masechta Brachos. Just say Tzeisak Ochavim, just say Hello Sashachar. Why do you have to give me all these funny times? So why don't you just say, like, they hold like Rabbi Elazar, why don't you just hold the Iber Rabbanon, Rang Amliel, Svira Lehu, Leimru Ki Rabbi Amliel. So, Leolim Ki Rabbi Amliel, Svira Lehu, Vetaka Amri Ad Chatzos, Kedei Laharchik Esoad Amina Eva Beira, Kedei Tanya Chachamim Asu Siag. So the rabbis had many responsibilities. The rabbis on a deraisa level had to tell us what the Torah meant. Al piyat Torah asher yerucha. The rabbis also had to make takanos. They had to say that certain things are needed in particular generations. And sometimes those takanos took the forms of kedei laharchik eso adam min ha'avera, right? So we've been discussing a lot about the issues of deraisa, derabanan, and divrei sofrim. So one of the responsibilities of the rabbis is if you have something very precious, keim chayinu berechemenu, so generally speaking, we consider life very precious. So what we tell people not to do is you shouldn't walk on the roof of a skyscraper very close to the edge when you're tipsy, because you could fall off and that would be the end of your life, right? So if you really value Torah, so it makes a lot of sense to say, right, asu siag the Torah. You don't want to make it too burdensome, because derecha derechei noam, so you have a principle of ein gozen gzeira le gzeira, so you have to strike the appropriate balance, right? The same thing is true. Imagine if in a car you didn't have one seat belt, but you'd had to, like, you had to put on, you know, a full armor suit and then a seatbelt on top of that. That's the principle of it goes from gzera to gzera. So you always have to strike the right balance, but there's a basic premise that this is the most valuable thing in the world. Everything else, in some sense, is havalei hazman, is chayisha. This is chayolam. This is what really matters. This is what we take with us. Shebehem nachel chayolam haba, as we just read together in the Ramban. So it makes a lot of sense that you have a principle called asu siag l'Torah. So chachamim asu siag l'divrayim, kidei shelo hei adam ba min hasade ba'erev ve'omer elich l'beisi. And it's not going to be so bad. Ve'ochel kima ve'eshte kima. And I'll watch a little bit of the Rangers. I'll watch a little bit of the Yankees, even better. Right? Ve'ishan kima ve'achar kach ekra kriyat shema ve'espalo. And what's going to happen? He's going to get tired. He's going to start dozing off. He's going to be on the couch. Next things he knows he wakes up at 6:30 a.m. Ve'chotavto shenu v'nimsa yashin ko alayla. Aval adam ba min asade ba erev. What should he do? Nichnas ha'beis ha'kneses. Im ragel likros kore, im ragel lishanos shone, right? Either Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, v'kore kriyat shema u'mispalo, v'ochel pito, and then you can eat u'mivarech v'ochel over al divrei chachamim chayev misa. So the Gemara says, we'll come back to this very, very, very beautiful statement, one of my favorite Gemaras in the first parak, ma'ishna b'chol duchta lo tani chayev misa, ma'ishna hocha d'ktani chayev misa. So iba yisema, why did they use such strong language? Mishum d'ika ona shena, is that they had to be really strong in their language, because sleep is very, 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 very powerful. Very powerful. A lot of people, they want to sleep. And they had to be very strong, because otherwise, what was going to be with Mara? Vika, Vibayesema, Lafuki, Manda Amra, Tvilas Arvis, Rishus, Kamash, Malan, Dechova. There are some people that say that the language of Chiyuv Misa supports Rav Gamliel in his Machlokes against Rabbi Yeshua. We obviously paskin that Tvilas Arvis is a Rishus. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, not Machlokes against Rav Gamliel. There's a Machlokes between Rambam and Tosos how to understand what it means that Tvilas Arvis is Rishus. So Rambam says it's really Rishus, but Minag Yisrael, we turned it into a Chova. The Balei Tosos said it's Rishus relative to Shachris and Mincha, but it's not a Rishus that you could do it if you want to and not do it if you don't want to. It means that if you're ready in bed, you don't necessarily have to drag yourself out of bed for purposes of Marav. So and this is an important line in the Gemara, but again, we passing like the Deya, the Manda Amar, that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. As Rashi points out elsewhere, Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Again, this isn't the full story. We'll get there later on in the Masechta, because if, Tfilos can get Tmidim Tiknum, you have Keves Echa, Tasa Vaboker, Visa Keves Hasheni, Tasa Ben Arbayim. But what about where it's Marav going to hang on? Marav going to hang on something which isn't Li'ikuva, the Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim. So again, that works especially according to the Manda Amra, Tfilos Keneged Tmidim Teknim, even if you hold that it's based on the Avos, as you see in that Gemara and Dav Chafav. So it's a little bit different because Yaakov was davening Be'ez Tzara, Vayivka B'makom. It seemed a little bit spontaneous and not something that necessarily lends itself to become keva. So Tosfos points out here, and again, I think I've mentioned to you in the past that Rav Aaron was very machmir on this point. Mikan mashma shemisha shegiyaz man kriyat shma shalayla she'en lo lechol su'uda. Maybe you could eat achila sarai, but not a su'uda. Ach yikra kriyat shma v'yispala arvis. So this is important to be machmir on. We know Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, that if you have a minyan kavua, you can expand that into an alarm. So then you could go to a late Marib and have eaten dinner before, and then that's certainly the minhag ha'olam. But if you want to be machmir, tabo alecha bracha, based on this Gemara, the Gemara puts it again in very strong language. So what's often overlooked about this Gemara, because the Gemara is primarily about the question of eating, and shema yichatfenu shena, etc., but you could easily miss it. But what did the individual do once he first came to the Beis HaKnesses? He learned Torah. So the question is, what's that all about? So it could be that what that's about is, as we saw quoted from the Yerushalmi Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, Kedei Lamod Betvila Mitoch Divrei Torah. That's one perspective. Another perspective might be, the Chi of Talmud Torah, as we know, is all the time, Agisa Boyomam Balayla, but at minimum, you have to be Kovei Azman, as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Lomod Bayom Uvalayla. So that's another perspective on why you'd want to have that learning at night. And then there's a third perspective, which is that the Rambam again says this time in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Adam lo meda rov kach maso ela balayla. There's a special key of Talmud Torah balayla, shenemar kumi roni balayla, in rina shel Torah balayla, chuchel chesed im shachacharav bayom. There's a special property to learning Torah at night. There's a special tzedekus bashchina that comes with learning Torah at night. So this makor is a very important makor for that respect as well. So Amar Mar Kore Kriyat Shema Mispalo Misayla the Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ezeu Ben Olam Haba. It's a funny formulation, Ezeu Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't sound like it's not right Chiyuv, but it's a good thing to do. Right, Ezeu Ben Olam Haba is a Somech Gula Letfila Shel Arvis. Shachris, we can all agree, but Marav is a debate. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Omer, this is already referenced in the first Tosfos, because remember, the first Tosfos says, if you, Rashi were really correct, that your Yotze Kriyat Shema Alamita, that's your Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, that in effect would mean that Rashi was paskening like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tfilos be'emtza tiknum, and he referred to this Gemara right here, right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer le Tfilos be'emtza tiknum, imaykam biflagi, ibayisei makra, ibayisei masvara. Again, one of our major topics this month. So ibayisei masvara, der biyochanan sever geula me'or tanami havi, ela geula mal yasa, lo havi ala tzafra. As the Pasuk says, the Jewish people left they left Egypt during the daytime. But, as we know, at night, the Jewish people could have gone. That's the Gemara later on in the first parak. Rabbi Shub and Levi Sever came into Lahav Yalamit Safra, since we'll read the Rashi in a second, they actually only left during the daytime. Mimachorasa Pesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael Yatsutan B'yad Ramah, Lahav Yagula Mal Yasa. So there's no reason to make mention of the Geulas Laila, because it wasn't the Gula Mal Yosef. Yibayisei Mekra, Ushnei Mikra Echadarishu, Dechse B'shach V'chuf Kumecha, Rabbi Yochanan Sever, Makish Shchiva L'kima, Makima Kriyat Shema V'achar Kach Tzvila, so Av Shchiva Nami, you should follow the same order, Kriyat Shema V'achar Kach Tzvila. We'll appreciate Rabbi Shov and Levi much more after Yontif, when we start to really get into the Yisod of what Kriyat Shema is, but Rabbi Shov and Levi makes a lot of sense, Labriut, with the Rambam Shita, Rabbi Shov and Levi Sever, Makish Shchiva L'kima, Ma kima kriyat shma samach lamitaso, av shchiva nami kriyat shma samach lamitaso. The kriyat shma kabbalas al mochlu shemayim should bookend your day, and everything that you do in between that should fit into that framework. So masiv mar brei deravina be'erv mivarech shtayim lefanel u'shtayim la'achareh v'i amart boi lismoch. So how does that happen? Alo ka samach gula l'tfila d'haboi l'meimar hashkivenu. That extra bracha berchos kriyat shma sheva bayom ilal ticha gets in the way of Smichas Gula Tfila, because you don't go into Gal Yisrael and then start Shemon Esrei. Everybody agrees you say Hashkivenu. So Imri came into Tikkun Rabbanan Hashkivenu ki Gula Richta Dami. That Hashkivenu has the status of Gula Richta, even though you don't say the words Gal Yisrael. What's Hashkivenu all about? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us Miyagan V'Anacha, etc., that God should, you know, consistently redeem us from all the things Hasar Satam Ufanenu Me'acharenu Ushmur Tseisenu Uvalenu. So it's the same theme as Geula. Do you say Mahachi? Because we could ask an even better question. What about Shachris? When everybody agrees you have to be Samech Geula Tvila Heichamatzi Samech Vam Rabbi Yochanan Betzchina Omer Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Right, you don't go from Gal Yisrael into Brachat Hashem. You have Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. The Rav was very machmir not to say Kishem Hashem Ekrahu Godel Elokeinu, because that's not found in the Gemara, and he felt that really could be an issue. Even when it wasn't a question of being Someh Chulot Tfila, he never said that. I'll tell you another halacha based on this Gemara. Hashem svasai tiftach lebasov omer. Hashem svasai tiftach tefila arichta damya hachanami kevan titakina rabban lememar hashkivenu kigula arichta damya. So Hashem svasai tiftach isn't considered a hefsek between gula and tefila because it's considered an intrinsic part of the tefila, because really what you're davening is that you should be able to daven. Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agid tefila secha. So based on that, the Rav felt that you should already be in a stationary position when you say Hashem svasai tiftach, because it's the tefillah arichta. It's an intrinsic part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So this long tosas here is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nezeu ben Olam Abba, goes back and forth, halacha lemaisa, how we should handle Mariv. And many of you are aware that Mariv, there's an additional issue, especially according to the Ashkenazic practice, of Baruch Hashem li Olam. Right, so the Balei Tosfos raised that question. Isn't Baruch Hashem li'olam? It's even worse than Hashkivenu, right? It's another interruption. So you might say that no, that's also considered Ketfila Arichta Damya. They go back and forth. But it's not just Baruch Hashem li'olam. We have a Kaddish, right? So there's a lot of evidence that we're not as careful about Smichas Gula Tfila. And the Balei Tosfos say, well, yeah, maybe that's because it's really a reshus to begin with. So how could there be an absolute chiyuv of smichas gula l'tfila if the tfila itself isn't the chiyuv, because we really paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? Be that as it may, we try to be macher. Let's say in our shul, we follow the shita of the Ramban against the general practice of Chachmei Ashkenaz, that we don't say Baruch Hashem li'olam, because we're concerned for issues of smichas gula l'tfila, so we can't get rid of the Kaddish, but we do try to minimize any interruption. So that was the psak of the Bahag. That's the general psak of the Balei Tosfos. He says, the last line here, im ken gam lanu yesh lesmoch, that even if we hold fundamentally that it was a rishus, tefilas arvis is a rishus, and that should have given us more leeway in terms of smichas gula tefila, we'll say it was a rishus that we modeled after the chova, and if the chova was smichas gula tefila...
College will be on my glass. College bowl results posted on my glass momentarily.
Okay, very good. So that the mishus will be patterned on the chuba. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Ephraim.
Did the Rav say
vayichulu? That I don't remember. I don't remember hearing one way. I'll ask my father-in-law who davened behind the Rav. He may have done different things at different times. Sometimes that happened too. But I'll ask my father-in-law.
Some people don't, right?
Yeah, Shavei Edos on Shabbos.
Oh,
yeah. Doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. I think the earliest reference is in the Rishonim to include that in when you specifically don't have to be Somech Gula L'Tfila. So by Mincha and by Musaf, but the Rav was careful not to say anything that didn't appear in the Gemara. He thought that the Gemara was basically the last point at which liturgy could be included. I think I've mentioned that before in terms of reciting Hanosin Le'ayav Koach or Mekadesh Shemo Barabim. The Rav was careful not to say those brachos either, because those brachos don't appear in the Gemara. Okay.
Did the Rav say, like, piyutim, that made their
Rishonim? In which context?
In
Chazaras Hashatz, he made certain modifications. I think you asked me before this morning about the pasuk about Chatzotros.
Right.
The Rav replaced that pasuk.
But I'm saying, if there was aren't in the Gemara, then why was
there... Brachos.
Oh.
Brachos, yeah. Brachos. Okay. So he thought that could be an issue of a hefsek. So that was a separate issue. But brachos, he was totally machmer. And other things he was conservative about, in all cases. Okay, so the same thing, halal and yom ha'atzmaut. We've had that discussion. He just didn't feel nachem. He didn't feel you could change the liturgy. Rav Lichtenstein felt, how are you going to say ave lam mibli baneha? So, the Rav, said the text as it was. He just didn't feel we had the right to change it. Okay, so Amar Rav Lezer, Amar Biavina, Kol Amar Tila L'David B'chol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim, will be called Ashrei. They call it Tila L'David, because Ashrei is actually borrowed from elsewhere in Sefer Tehillim, it's more Pevav. So Muftach L'Shu Ben Olam Haba. So my time, Milim Mishim Da'asi Ba'alof Be'ez, Neima Ashrei Tumimei Darach Da'asya B'timnaya Apin, right? Each letter, 22 letters of the alphabet, has 8 times, right? 176 psukim. So if you want to get the aleph beis, what better than an 8-fold aleph beis? Mizmor kufiyates. Elamishum deisbe poseach es yadecha. Basically, this beautiful pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masbia l'chol chai ratzon, that Hashem takes care of the entire world with grace. So neima halal gadol. But what about the Mizmor Kuf Lamid Vav? It's a very similar pasuk. Dechsev, no sin lacham l'chol basar, Kili Olam Chasdo, Ela Mishum De Isbe Tartes. The way that I've tried to interpret this Gemara as best as I can is right. Whenever you have an Aleph Beis, that's our way of saying that we really can't possibly, you know, Mimim Aleph Guras Hashem Yashmiel Kol Tilaso. So what we do is we pick a representative pasuk for each letter of the alphabet, but it's a symbolism. What's the other sefer that's predicated on Aleph Beis? The opposite direction, just like Eicha, right? There's no way to describe, you know, Mi Tein Roshi Mayim Ve'eni Mekar Dima. There's no way to encompass the suffering of Klal Yisrael. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you just organized it by the Aleph Beis. So Tila LeDavid has this feature of basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does more than we could ever say, but also it has a very specific, concrete pasuk that Hashem is really the one that takes care of us. People think Kochi Ve'otzem Yadi, Poseach Es Yadecho, Masbi L'chol Chayratzon, Mishum De'isbei Tarti. There are two dinim. Again, saying there's no way we could fully articulate the Shevach of Hashem. And second of all, we know that in a very concrete, very practical way, Hashem is the one that takes care of us. Amar Yochanan, Mipnei Ma'lonem Arnun Ba'ashrei, Mnei She'ish Ba'ma Palatan Shal Sonei Yisrael. Obviously, Lashon Saginor, Dechsev, Nafu Lo Sosev Kum Besulas Yisrael, B'maravah Metarti Lahachi, Nafla, V'lo Sosev Lin Pol Od Kum Besulas Yisrael. That's how you read the Pasuk in Amos. Amar Nachan Ba'yitzchah, Afilu Hachi Chazer David, V'samchan Beruach HaKodesh. He included the Nun in a sort of, end around. Shenemar, Someich Hashem, Lechol Hanoflim. So Amr Blazer Baravino Gadol Mashenemar B'Michael Yoser Mimashenemar B'Gavriel. Tilo B'Michael Ksev. It says by Michael Vayofel Ayechad Minasrafim V'Ilugah B'Gavriel Ksev Vayish Gavriel Shereisi B'Chazon B'Tchila Mu'af B'Yoev. My Mashma D'Hayechad Michael. Who that Michael was the one who was able to come in one leap. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Asiyachadach Ksevach Vayofel Ayechad. Nasrafim Uksiv Hasam Pasuk says later in Daniel, Vine Michael Achar Hasarim Arishanim Bala Azreni Tani Michael Ba'achas Gavriel B'Shtayim Eliyahu Ba'arba Malachamavis B'Shmona V'Shasa Magefa Ba'achas. The Malachamavis has an eightfold increase in horsepower B'Shas Magefa, so you shouldn't mess around with that. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Aval B'Shakaradam Kriyat Shema V'Sakneses Mitzvah Likros Al Mitasel. We'll see on continuation Daf Hamad Aleph that it's based on the mazikin. It's based on the idea that we're threatened at night. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Maikra, Rigzu, V'al Techetau, Imru Bilvavchem, that's a reference, a remez to Kriyat Shema, right? Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem, as the Pasuk says, B'shach B'cha Uvkum B'cha, Al Mishkavchem, V'domu Selo, and then you should go to sleep right away, B'shena Achreichin, Rashi says, without talking. So Amar Rav Nachman, Im Tamid Chacham Hu, Ein Sarach. The Tamid Chacham doesn't have to do this, right? So there's a principle of Toraso Mishamrato. Okay, but Amar Abaye, Av Tamid Chacham, Ibayil in the Meimer Chad Pesuka Derachame. You have to at least say one Pasuk to, you know, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Kigon, as the Pasuk says, Biyadecha Av Kibruchi, I will entrust my soul to you. Hadisa Osi Hashem Kel Emes. So there's an amazing line here in Rashi that I like to point out. So Rashi says, Im Tamid Chacham Hu Sheragil B'Mishnaso Lachzor Al Girsaso Tamid Dayo B'Chach. So if you're a Tamid Chacham that you're already reviewing, you're learning, so you don't have to go through the entire Kriyat Shema, but you'd have to say Chad Pesuka D'Rachame. Again, something Kigon Biyad Chav Kiruchi Hadisa Osi Hashem Kel Emes. So it seems like a very innocuous Rashi, but it reminds me of a famous comment of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would say that what's the definition of a lamdan? The definition of a lamdan is not somebody who knows how to learn very well, it's somebody who actually learns. So what does Rashi say? In Tamid Chacham, who? What's the definition of a Tamid Chacham? Sheragil b'mishnaso lachzor al girsaso tamid. A Tamid Chacham is defined by the hasmada aspect of it. It's not just that he's very intelligent and he happens to know a lot of Torah, but somebody who's constantly involved in his Torah learning. So that's what's going to create the exemption. I don't want to give away the story here, but the Rav, it's such an important idea. There's a line later on, so difficult to understand, later on in the Masechta, that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan. So how could it possibly be that Kriyat Shema is in the Rabbanan? Pasuk says, B'shach v'chavuv kumecha. Everybody agrees that Kriyat Shema is the Raisa. You have a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban about the Tefila, is that a deraisa derabanan? Kriyat Shema is a din derabanan. How can it be that the Mishnah says that it suggests that Kriyat Shema is a din derabanan? So what the Rav explains, such a beautiful idea. Now the Rav explained this, and it comes up in almost all of the Rav's Shirim Zecher Abba Mari, include the one that we'll present from a little bit tomorrow, in terms of Birchas HaTorah. So, no. Obviously, if you haven't learned anything else, and you know the first time you're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim over the course of the day, is when you recite the Kriyat Shema, before you say the Tefillah, of course it's a Din D'Oraisa. But based on the Rambam, we'll come to it later in the semester, based on the Rambam's opening to Hilchos Kriyat Shema, where the Rambam says Pa'amim b'chol yom karen Kriyat Shema. The Rambam defines it as Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So based on that, the Rav explained that studying any Torah as Devar Hashem, studying any section of the Chumash with that in mind, that you're about to encounter Kadosh Baruch Hu and you have to implement His will, that is a Kiyum D'Oraisa of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. And so we don't pass in this way, but when the Gemara, or the Mishnah suggested that Kriyat Shema was only going to be a Din D'Rabbanan, that was only assuming that a person had already been Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Midaraisa by studying another passage of Torah, that in theory you could study another passage of Torah and be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So that, of course, is what underlies this Gemara. How, if there's really an obligation, right, as we said before, for the person to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, kind of like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Samach L'mitasa, the last thing that you should do during the day is to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So how exactly does Torah suffice? Again, if you want to say it's an issue of Torah, so Mishamrato, that we're afraid of the Mazikin, fine, so the Torah is going to protect you. Then you have to wonder, why would it be Chad Psuke Derachame? So the easiest way to explain this Gemara is that it's not really an issue of Torah, so Mishamrato by the Talmud Chacham, but the issue really is that there's separate halacha of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. The last thing a Jew should do is be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And a person, a Talmud Chacham, who's deeply involved in his learning, the way that he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim is by engaging in the Tzivoy HaMelech, by reviewing constantly what it was the Melech commanded him to do. What could be a greater Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim than that? Than to review what it was the king instructed me. By definition, when I'm reviewing the mitzvos of the king, what I'm doing is I'm validating the fact that I accept this person's authority over me. Otherwise, of what significance are these laws? Again, based on that Yesod of the Rav, you can understand how Torah can sometimes take the place of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. That's how he explained that line, Neshita, that Kriyat Shema could sometimes be a Din D'Rabbanan. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Olam Yargez Adam Yetzer Tova Yetzer Hara Shenemar Rigzu V'Al Techato. Rashi says Shiyasa Melchama Yim Yetzer Hara. You have to go to war. So Nitzcha Mutav, and you can defeat it right away. Good. V'Imlav Yasuk B'Torah Shenemar Imru B'Vavchem. As the Pasuk says, Levavchem, that was a reference to, as we said before, an aspect of Torah. Im nitzcha mutav, im lav, yikra kriyat shema shenemar, al mishkavchem, b'shach b'chav kumecha, im nitzcha mutav, im lav, yiskar lo yom hamisa shenemar, v'dom musela. So again, based on the same Pasuk that we were dorish, in a kriyat shema, you should remember the yom hamisa. Rashi says, yom hadumya hu yom hamavesh hu dumya olamis, that at that point the person is never going to speak again. And hopefully, just like the Mishnah in Avo says, "Havi mechashev schar aveira keneged hefseda." That you might think, okay, there's certain pleasures that I might get from this now, but eventually I'm going to have to answer for all of this. So, a good way to short circuit the Yetzer Hara is to think a little bit about the Yom Hamisa. So, just to review what we saw, we talked a little bit about the chiyuv not to have a seuda before a kriyat shema and mariv. We talked about the idea that statement itself includes learning at night. That could be an issue of agisa b'yom ha'malayla. That could be an issue of lamod betvila mitoch devei Torah. It could also be a special kiyum of Talmud Torah at night. So that's something the Bali Tosfos say it's right to be machmir about. Rabbi Yochanan says we should be somech gula l'tvila at night. Bali Tosfos say that's basically the way that we paskin. You want to take it to the hilt, you could follow the shita of the Ramban, picked up by the Rashba, not to say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, because that's an unnecessary hefsek, bizman hazah, we don't have the batek nesios basada. Even the Bali Tosfos are fundamentally in agreement that even a tfilas arvis is rishus, we should try to be so mechul tfila, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we do paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, lechatchila in that machlokas. Obviously Rashi would say, but the Eved, if you know, they couldn't get a minion, so you could be somech on the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We came to the issue of Ashrei. We talked about Ashrei having two dinim. the Aleph Beis saying Mi Amal Gvuros Hashem, and also Paseach Chesedecha in a very concrete way, and that was something very important. Then we came to Kriyat Shema Lamita, which we'll see and continue on tomorrow, is Mishum HaMazikin. So maybe the issue of the Talmud Chacham is Terasa Mishamreta, but why would you then need Chad Pesuka Derachameh? So maybe one way to look at Kriyat Shema Lamita is that the last thing a Jew should do on the day, Rabbi Shua ben Levi wasn't totally wrong, right? Samach Lamitaso, is that even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that you Samach Lula Tfila, you say Kriyat Shema to be Yotze before earlier, but a person to be Mekabel O Malchut Shamayim, maybe a Talmud Chacham is Mekabel O Malchut Shamayim by relating to the mitzvos Hamelach, because for him, when he studies, it's so real, it's so intensive and immersive that he relates back to the Melech, dealing with the Yetzer Hara. You should fight with the Yetzer Hara, you shouldn't give in. Torah is a good way to fight, Kriyat Shema is a good way to fight, but if all else fails, V'domu Selah, you have to think about the Yom HaMisa and recognize that whatever temporal passing hana a person could get from an Avera, right, nothing could possibly be worth the sacrifice, the eternal sacrifice that one will have to account for in the future. Okay, hold it up here, and we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.